As we now welcome in Cam Bailey with the City of Marshall Community Services. Cam, how are we doing today?
Hey, how are we doing today?
I'm doing very good. Do you like that 15-degree day in that forecast?
You know, I was just looking at the 10-day forecast, and it looks like winter is upon us, doesn't it?
Well, they're only like a month late, so.
Yeah, and I just hope that we don't have winter into May.
I am also hoping and praying, yeah. You know, as long as everything, all the snow is gone by April 13th, then I'm good.
What's that date?
That's my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's probably a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, it usually is.
50-50.
Well, that's a perfect segue because good news, we got the Winter Spring 2024 brochure out and ready to view.
Yes, this came out right before Christmas. And as we all do, we get through the holidays and we get through the new year and all of a sudden, kids are back in school. I know they were back on Tuesday, and it's like, boy, we got to fill up our calendar here in the month of January. As I think, like you said, the weather changes, and we're stuck indoors. Like right now, you can still get outside and get a little fresh air, but in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be tough to get outside. So we've got a lot of different programs starting up for indoors specific, and I'm going to start with. I've actually got a new soccer academy that's going to take place on Sundays and Mondays over at Parkside Gym. So if you've got a K through sixth grader, you can sign up for our indoor soccer academy. That first session is going to start Monday, January 8th. And then also we've got some other indoor activities, and we'll talk more about the arena. But the first thing tomorrow is our learn to skate lessons start back up, our session two, our winter season. So if you've got a youngster, preschool, all the way on up, that's interested in taking learn to skate lessons, those start tomorrow morning over at the Red Baron Arena. Usually get 50 plus skaters, and it's great. I mean, skating is one of those lifelong activities that you can participate in, and I'm sure you know how to skate, right?
That's a bad question. No,
When was the last time you skated, right?
I can rollerblade pretty good.
So it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, I never really got on the ice much as a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. And when I did, I just fell over.
And just make sure you wear a helmet, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be okay. But no, that's awesome. And we offer lessons typically Saturday mornings on the Lockwood rink starting tomorrow. So if you've got a youngster, boy or girl that's interested, you can still sign up yet today. We also have some junior basketball sessions that start tomorrow. The boys start tomorrow. That's preschool on up. The girls will start next Saturday. So if you've got a youngster preschool through first grade, that's an 8:45 session over at the middle school. Second, third graders go from 9:45 to 10:45, and they just go Saturdays four Saturdays. So again, a lot of what we do, especially on the youth, you know, pre-K, one, two, third grades, it really gives them a taste of what sports are and what they're interested in. I think I counted just in the winter spring brochure alone of just like 17 different sports that you can participate in. A lot of them aren't long. It's not year-long commitments or 6 months by any means. So just kind of give you a taste. It's low cost and see if you like it. So that is starting up as well. We're excited too. Next week, Monday, we're starting a couple more, new baseball programs indoors over at the Marshall High School. And if you've kind of follow along in the schools, the high school used to have a gymnastics room. That gymnastics room is now at the middle school. So it's really freed up that auxiliary room on some evenings. So we're going to do some winter baseball throwing programs over at the high school. And we're going to start Monday night. It's going to be grades 7 through 9th grade. Coach Blake Schwartz is going to lead these throwing programs. It's an 8-week session, so they kind of lead up to the March season for those 7th through 9th graders. And then we're also doing a basic baseball throwing camp for 4th, 5th, 6th graders. That's going to be Wednesdays starting at 6. So it's in a brochure. It's online. A lot more detail there, but we're excited for those new programs. We've also got our Tiger Open Baseball, which is Sunday nights. That gets all the groups in there, 5th through 12th grade, throughout Sunday nights, January through March. We're offering a new softball winter clinic for 3rd through 8th grade softball players, so starting up here in a few Sundays. So just... again, really trying to utilize indoor space. As we all know, it's the dead of winter, right? And you still like to stay in shape and kind of get ready for the spring season. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and what did he say? Like 3 months from opening day for the Twins, which is kind of weird. I mean, if you think about it, 3 months away, which is just wild to think. I mean, it's just been kind of a crazy early winter season. So mark your calendar for those. We also have, going back to the arena, we still have open skates this weekend. We're Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. So a lot of open skate opportunities this weekend. That full schedule for January is online, both at the Red Baron page and on the city page. Curling starting back up. So our adults are starting back up with curling here next week, those leagues. So if you still have time, if you are interested in getting a team in the winter league, you still have time to register for that. And then do you know much about that?
Tyler George?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Olympic gold medalist.
Awesome. How cool is that? Yeah. I don't even know. In my time, I don't think we've ever had an Olympic medalist in Marshall in my time. And he's going to be in Marshall on Wednesday, January 17th for an entire day. It's going to be fun out at the arena from 5 to 6. Our club members are going to kind of get to pick his brain a little bit and learn the game. And then later that evening, we're going to have a free intro night for anyone that wants to come out and learn a little bit more about the sport. And I know he's bringing his gold medal. So if you've ever had that on your bucket list to hold an actual gold medal from the Olympics, you will be able to, I don't know if he'll let you hold it, but at least take a picture with him with that. So that's coming up. That's going to be great, you know, and it's going to be just a fun day. I know the Chamber's doing a luncheon that day as well. I'm so excited for that. Did you follow that group when they won the gold medal?
I did follow it. And, you know, curling, that's that one sport for a lot of folks where you pay attention to it once every 4 years. Yep. Because it's in the Olympics. But now this is a nice chance to kind of dip your toes in a little bit deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. And our leagues have been going strong, and we actually started our leagues right after that Olympic run. And we've been consistent, you know, 12 to 14 teams playing on Sundays and Wednesdays, a really good group of just guys and gals that are out there curling at the rink. And yeah, just to now we just get a little different insight and hear his story and how he became who he came. He lives in Duluth, so he's a Minnesotan, which is pretty neat too. So that's coming up. But yeah, like I said, our spring brochure covers, you know, the months of January through early May. So if you haven't had a chance yet to either check out the hard copy or go online and check that out, and, you know, do that, because there are programs that do fill up. There's a wait list. One example would be youth gymnastics. They start next Saturday, and I know 3 or 4 of those sessions are already full. So the families and parents are really on top of some of those where they just know that it's going to fill up, and we just don't have capacity for more than that. So again, take a look, go through there. You know, I always talk rec side, but there is some more community ed programs. I believe the first program they have starting up is an early out Wednesday theater fund. That's going to be Wednesday, starting January 10th, 3rd through 8th grade boys and girls over at the middle school theater. So that's coming up next week as well. But we'll blank here, and it'll be mid-January, and we'll probably start talk summer before you know it.
Before you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yes, absolutely. But in the meantime, get out there. I mean, get out and enjoy this weather now. As we know, it's going to switch a little bit, and we'll get some snow, and you'll be able to get out to the sledding hill at Independence and at Freedom Park, and that's always fun too. It's nice to have a little snow and enjoy those outdoor things. It's nice when it melts too.
Yeah, no doubt. As far as this winter spring brochure, one thing I do like is basically if we go way back to the front, they have the top 12 accomplishments of 2023. That's very cool.
Yeah, you know, and it's crazy. The time just goes so fast, and things come, and we offer a program, it comes and goes, and special events and things like that. And it's kind of a nice way just to kind of reflect back on what 2023 was and how important everyone was part of that. And when you look at some of those, an inclusive playground at Independence Park installed, I mean, people just raving about that. We've hosted a state tournament every year, late July. We host that in Marshall 1, which was pretty neat. 35th anniversary adult community center, over 21,000 people at the aquatic center, you know, the completion of the terrace, 1872 Park downtown. I mean, just they're like, oh, yeah, that's right. We did that. And like I said, time just goes so fast that you don't have too much time to sit and reflect, but a lot of great things happened in 2023, and we're excited for 2024. It's going to be a great year. A lot of different new programs on our end, and traditional programs back. And we always stress, you know, even on this show, if you've got a skill, hobby, or craft, or if you've got an idea, you know, reach out to us. We're willing to work with you and see what we can offer to people within the community.
Now, for folks that maybe did not get this brochure, or maybe they misplaced it, how can they find out this information and then sign up for these classes and events?
Yeah, great question. So if you go to our city page, ci.marshall.mn.us, you can Google City of Marshall. Within that, there'll be a tab that'll have Marshall Community Services on top, and it'll just take you this flippable online brochure, and you can go through that, and then it also gets you to that link of where to register. It's really user friendly. You know, we're seeing more and more people just registering online on their own time, you know, when it's convenient for them. So, you know, again, make sure you do check that out online, and you know, maybe favorite that page for not only the winter, spring, but the summer and the fall as well, because I said a lot of different programming.
No doubt. Cam Bailey with the rec department here in the city of Marshall. Anything else before we let you go?
Hey, I think we're good. You'll see Jasmine here in a couple weeks. And In the meantime, like I said, get registered for the winter. It's a long winter, but it's a short winter now with the weather the way it is. And we're excited to offer many programs. And you can check us out online, like I mentioned, ci.marshall.mn.us. You can give us a call at 537-6767. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., or stop down and see us. We're 344 West Main Street.
Great stuff, as per usual. Thanks for the update, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Hey, sounds good, Josh.
That is Camp Bailey joining us here with the City of Marshall, with the rec coordinator, as we got all sorts of fun events to get to with the winter spring brochure. Make sure you go check it out today.